Guys like this that gives the accordion a bad name.
Anyway,
John, I know that you're often that you are, in fact, you are the.
You seem quite enthusiastic about my departure, unless I'm misreading it.
Yeah, well, okay. Think about it when you're on your way. All right.
So nice to
no,
meet you. Magic state.
Yeah. By the way, of my 43rd year, since you have forgotten, you've done the last 25. This is supposed to be like a big whoop-de-doo, and then you say around 20. So anyway. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Roses. Thanks again. Okay. Now, friends, for those who know the difference, and I really, really mean this, there are accordionists, there are fiddle players, there are flute players, there are tin whistle players. If you wanted to wrap the whole job lot together, then you would have, again, and I know maybe John Deary's favorite expression is world-renowned, this title should go to our guests in studio. We're absolutely delighted to welcome Ireland's Sharon Shannon. Very welcome indeed.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks very much.
And you tore all the way down from Albany where you packed the place last night.
That's right, yeah. We had a gig there last night. Alan is with me here. Vin.
Hello,
yeah.
Alan. We saw you at the St. Patrick's Day Parade Foundation dinner, which was a sellout the other night in the New York Athletic Club.
Yeah.
Terrific. All right.
Yeah, great to see you.
Take care.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
John Allen. Amazing. Really, really, really amazing. Sharon, just wanted to ask you, though, about your career, how you got started, how it is that you wound up not just playing with some of the leading musicians in the world, but how the leading musicians in the world actually came and are just thrilled to work with you.
Everybody loves Irish music, and a lot of these people that I've been so lucky to work with have come to Ireland looking for Irish music, and they come to Galway and they come to County Clare, where I'm from, and
yeah.
they seek out the Irish music, and that's how it's happened for me anyway so far.
How do you manage and how have you over the years managed to tour? There's touring, and then there's what you do, which is actually, you know, circle the globe, but you've done it with amazing ease, even though you claim, or at least it is said, that you'd be as well happy to stay at home, that touring the world is not, despite the you know, the great number of opportunities that you have, that it's actually not your thing.
I can't really hear you.
Oh, well,
that may be the best.
Sorry, there's going on.
I'm saying touring around the world, which you have actually done.
Yes.
But it is, you're very happy not to do that.
I'm a home bird, yeah. I love
you're
being
a home bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very, I have a lot of animals, dogs and cats, and I grew up on a farm, and I just love animals, and I miss the animals when I'm away.
No,
but
yeah.
We're having a great time on this tour now, I have to say. I'm really enjoying playing with Alan. And
Alan
manager
terrific.
John is with me, and we have our tour manager with us as well, and it's all going really well. And we're playing in the New York City Winery tonight
in Varick Street.
Look, really looking forward to that.
And what time are you going to be there?
We're going to be there at 7:30.
Okay. Sharon Shannon, and I